cuts so deep you'll need a team of surgeons. It's Waldman's Wardrobe on KX93.5.
Waldman's Wardrobe of Musical Wonderfulness is every Tuesday morning on KX93.5. Mike Waldman, local musicologist, comes in and brings us rare tracks or interesting tracks or whatever. Just some music from his vast collection. And today's no different. Here's Mike. Hello, Mike.
How you doing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Today's your anniversary.
Seven years.
You talked about this yet?
Of course I have.
It's
talks
all
about nothing else.
Because it's all about
I believe
me.
There's some fire burning or something, but whatever. it's really fun. So Ava's handing me an envelope this morning when I left the house. And I'm not awake, you know, when I leave the house. She's aware of this. She's very good at that. And sort of just not, you know, realizing that what she's speaking to is my caveman brain.
Yes.
At that time of the morning. So, but she handed me an envelope. She said, open this when you're awake. So I opened it up. It's a very nice card with a very personal and beautiful message inside. Also a piece of paper. I have in my hand a piece of paper. 5 group dance classes. So we're going to learn how to do a bit of ballroom dancing. Just learn how to waltz and maybe even tango. So I'm excited about that because we went to a wedding recently and we couldn't, there was a band on, they were doing standards, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't know what we were doing. We were falling over. I pretended to know what I was doing, but I didn't know. And I said to Ava, you know, we should learn how to do this. So when we go to a function of this kind, we can at least, you know, not bump into people. So we're actually going to do it. And it was lovely of Ava to remember.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And on the other side of the equation, what did you get Ava?
I got her 2 vacations to beautiful sunny climes.
Ooh.
And we're going out for dinner tonight at, we're going to Rue, that new Creole restaurant in town.
Yeah.
Which
very
is
nice.
Supposed to be very nice. And then we're going to the theatre to see 12 Angry Men. Because she's got 1 Angry Man at home. So I thought, why not get another dozen?
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
So that's what we did.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks. Well, that's all the time we've got, Mike. So,
see you next week.
What are we doing this week? I know what we're doing this week.
We're doing a tribute to Tom Petty.
Yeah, of course.
I brought in some very interesting things for Tom Petty, but something that you could do for hours and hours and hours because the guy's had an amazing career. Who was the producer of that British chick that you're related to? Amy Winehouse. Mark Ronson. That's
Mark Ronson, yeah. Very.
I read the greatest quote from Mark Ronson about Tom Petty, where he said, you know, I grew up in the 80s, and I listened to the radio, and I thought Tom Petty was the Beatles. And why is that? Because he had a hit after hit after hit after hit.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, he was the number one artist, you could say, on rock radio in the 80s. I thought that was a great quote.
Huh.
We're going to go all the way back to the beginning of his career with a band called Mud Crunch. So Mud Crunch.
It's Mud Crutch, I think, actually.
Oh, you're right. It's Mud.
Yeah, there's no N.
Well, you know what? I like Mud Crunch. I think it's a breakfast cereal. I had some before I came in. Mud Crunch.
All right.
You know, when I make a mistake, just let it go.
What? No.
Just let it go.
I'm trying to impart
Nobody
information.
Cares.
It doesn't matter. It's no reflection on you. It's an easy mistake to make. Mud Crutch.
Mud Crutch.
Yeah. And
this was Tom Petty's band from 70 to 75.
Right.
It had half of the Heartbreakers in it. You know, it had Ben Montench in it. It had Mike Campbell. But there were 2 other guys in there. A guy by the name of Tom Leadon, who was Bernie Leadon's brother, who was one of the original Eagles.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and
right. Well, there was a connection, wasn't there? Didn't Tom Petty learn to play guitar?
Yeah, from Bernie Leadon.
Okay, right. That was.
And
it,
Tom
yeah.
was his brother.
Right.
And they all hung out together, and they were in this band together. And in fact, Petty and Campbell used to live in this farmhouse, and they would have Mud Crutch Farm festivals. These things got so big. They would have these rock concerts on their property. They got so big that eventually they got evicted from the farm.
Shut down, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
They were the house band at a place called Dubs, where they would play 6 hours a night, 6 days a week, where obviously they learned their chops.
Yeah, that's and, right. Talk about the Beatles. They famously played for hours and hours a day in Hamburg, and that's the way to do it.
Yep.
Actually, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, and they say that... they would only play top 40 songs, but they would sneak in a Tom Petty song, and they would call it the new Santana single. They'd say, here's the new song from Santana, and they would play a Tom Petty song.
Brilliant.
So eventually they got so big, they all jumped in their car. They were going out west to make their fortune in Los Angeles. They got as far as Tulsa, where they stopped into Leon Russell's studio. He had a record company called Shelter, and he signed them.
Yeah.
And then they went further out west. They made this song, their first single. They released it under Mud Crutch, also known as Mud Crunch. And it went nowhere. But if you listen to it, this is the first Tom Petty song ever released. It's an original song, and it's just exactly like Tom Petty.
There you go.
It's got that little reggae beat to it. It's really lovely. It's called Depot Street.
All right. Well, thanks for that, Captain Mud Crunch.
Well, the interesting thing is they came back. You love that. You love that I called him up. I try to make a mistake every week.
So do I, but I wind up making about 50.
Yeah.
All right, here it is, Mud Crutch.
Mud Crutch.
On KX93.5, Tom Petty's first band, and the very first single from the very first band that got signed to Leon Russell's record label, Depot Street, from 1975.
By the county reservoir, and she lives down on Depot Street, behind the city hall, behind the city hall. Her father's name is Macintosh, her mother's name is Pearl.
So deep, you'll need a team of surgeons. It's Waldman's Wardrobe on KX93.5.
Yes, it is. It's Waldman's Wardrobe of musical wonderfulness every Tuesday morning. That was Mud Crutch there. And Depot Street, Tom Petty's first band, Mike's here this morning. Good morning, Mike.
That was their very first Tom Petty single. And it was really the death knell of that band because the single came out, it went nowhere, and they broke up. Basically, the record company came to Tom Petty and said, get rid of these guys. I want you. And so the band broke up. Everybody went their own way, and Tom tried to make a solo record, didn't like it. So he got back together with Campbell and Benmont.
It's not an unusual story, is it? Yeah. It comes to Springsteen, that, didn't it?
No.
He just ditched the band at one point?
Oh, yeah. Well, in 1990s, he fired the band for 11 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that wasn't a good move. No, that was definitely not a good move. But here's what happened is that Campbell and Benmont went back and formed the Heartbreakers on their own. Tom Petty stopped in one day and said, I'm stealing you. He just stole that band and stuck them onto his solo contract and put out the first Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers album.
Well, good for them for saying, okay, we're down. It's cool.
So speaking of Bruce Springsteen.
Well, wait one second, because I should say that it's Waldman's Wardrobe, and then we're celebrating the life of all the work of Tom Petty.
Yeah.
In our Waldman Wardrobe-y kind of way here, because obviously Tom sadly left us last week at the age of 66. And Tyler Russell's here.
Hey.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure.
And Tyler is a big fan of Tom Petty.
Oh, this was the hardest one for me. I hate to make it personal, like I did this, but the reason I love him so much is because of the moments in my life that were defined by various Tom Petty songs or concerts or people I saw him with. You know, that's what makes us sad when we lose an artist, I think, and I finally feel it, is it's not really that I knew him, it's not even that I loved his music, which I did, it's that there were certain moments in my life defined by it that I can remember.
Well, there you go, that's the power of music, isn't it?
Yeah.
It infiltrates you, and then, of course, you're associated with the artist that created the music, and when they go, that's a sad thing.
Right.
Yeah,
moments really. Of you die with it. So, yeah, I was pretty bummed.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to hear a song that's become really one of the most famous American protest songs, I would say. In fact, if you watched Saturday Night Live this past week, did you see Saturday Night Live?
I didn't.
They opened it with the band who was on stage in Las Vegas, that country band that was on stage in Las Vegas.
That's a cool movie.
And they opened it with that band, and what
Jason
did they play?
Jason Aldean was his name.
Exactly, yeah. Jason Aldean. And of course, what he played was Won't Back Down.
Oh, my
which
God.
Has become the, you know, the... It's really a tremendous American protest song. And what we're going to play is a version from a concert called America, a Tribute to Patriots. This happened 10 days after 9/11, and it was the first telethon that had been put on for the survivors, not the survivors, but for the victims, really, you know, mm-hmm. victims' families. All the money went to the United Way September 11th telethon fund. It raised over $200 million. It was broadcast literally on every single television station. All the cable stations played it. All the major network stations played it. And it had an amazing, amazing group of people, all put together by George Clooney. So who played on it? Springsteen, Stevie Wonder, U2, Neil Young, Alicia Keys, Goo Goo Dolls, Billy Joel, Dixie Chicks, Dave Matthews, Wyclef Jean, Mariah Carey, John Bon Jovi, Sheryl Crow, Sting, Pearl Jam, Celine Dion, and Willie Nelson.
Crikey.
That was an amazing, amazing performance. And it was released in 2000-something, I think 2005, as a DVD. So you can actually still
watch it.
Imagine
the level of serenity and lack of ego in that room must have been really amazing.
It was it was beautifully shot. It was all done on a candlelit set. There was no audience, so it was extremely quiet.
Yeah.
People came out and performed songs that they had never performed before and had written for the occasion.
Yeah.
The Heartbreakers came out and did this beautiful kind of mellow version of Won't Back Down, and I wanted everybody to hear how great it was. So that's what we have next.
Awesome. Great choice. I Won't Back Down, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. From tell us again the name of the show.
America, a Tribute to Patriots.
All right, here we go. Isn't that beautiful? Such a great version of that song, I Won't Back Down, from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers there. From 2001, from the... was the show called America or...
Tribute to Patriots.
Tribute to Patriots,
it was
yeah.
the very first telethon for the victims of the 9/11, you know, catastrophe.
Yeah. Do you see that movie, Running Down a Dream?
Yes, I did. 4 hour long.
It's a long film. It's not quite full, but it's a long film.
It's a long film, but worth watching.
Well, I mentioned it because I remember him saying that he had some trepidation about that song because it was such a message of defiance, and he knew it might be taken on by more jingoistic elements of society as a sort of, you know, I mean, what he was saying was, you know, you keep going in your life, but it's a really strong message. And he was a bit nervous about putting it out, but great song, brilliant song. Written by Tom Petty and Jeff Lynne from ELO. Yeah, and the Traveling Wilburys.
Yeah. So that was beautiful. And, you know, Mike Campbell does a beautiful job of playing lead guitar on that issue.
Oh, man, that solo is like four notes. There you go. If you're out there, you know, learning to play guitar and you're noodling around and trying to find your way around the fretboard, just remember that. You only need four good notes. You have to pick the right ones.
So for my final song, I wanted to pick something that was a cover. It was a Tom Petty song that somebody else covered. And I was thinking of, and if you haven't heard this, you got to go listen to it. Johnny Cash's version of Won't Back Down. Yeah. It's with Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, but it's really Johnny Cash all over. But I wanted to play this live version instead. If you haven't heard it, go find that. It's tremendous. But I found this live version of Eddie Vedder from Pearl Jam singing The Waiting, backed by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. It took place in 2006 at the Marcus Amphitheater in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And this is also one of the great Tom Petty songs. It was number one on the Billboard rock track charts for 6 weeks in a row. That's amazing. Yeah. Can you imagine any song holding any position for 6 weeks anymore? So this is a really tremendous performance by Eddie Vedder, backed up by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers doing The Waiting.
You know what? Thanks, man. Thanks for coming in today. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, of course, American original. And said it before, I think that he's like the Spielberg of music. He's a true, true artist who also knows how to make hits, and that's really unusual and sadly missed there. Each week, Mike Waldman comes in for Waldman's Wardrobe of Musical Wonderfulness on KX93.5 on a Tuesday morning. Excuse me, brings in tracks, rare tracks, great music. Here it is. Honey,